Joining us on the phone is Scott Smith as we get set for another Sundry Pro Rodeo weekend where everyone go wild, go west, and it's that time of year again, isn't it, Scott?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're excited. This is our big weekend. We've been building for this for the past 11 months, and it's finally upon us, so we're ready to go.
You bet. So I've got 4 days of rodeo action lined up this year. Is this the norm?
No, sir. Actually, this is a little different. We've added an additional performance on Thursday evening. We've just found that the number of contestants and the number of fans that want to attend has increased, which has necessitated adding a fourth performance on Thursday night. So we're going to start one day earlier this year, and we're excited to get things rolling Thursday night, and we're going to have four excellent performances.
For sure. That's got to be a good sign, right?
It is a good sign. We're seeing lots of demand from a number of contestants that want to come and enter. And our fans are filling the stands, which has necessitated adding a fourth performance on Thursday night. So that's a good sign. We're real excited about the way things have developed and grown, and we're pretty excited about this coming season.
Walk us through Family Night, which will be the first night on Thursday. There's a number of things that happen that night, including the BS Bingo that people are always gung-ho for, aren't they?
Yeah, Thursday night is our Family Night, and we've got a discounted rate for families to come on Thursday night. We've got all our vendors set up and open, and we're counting on good weather Thursday night, so it'll be kind of an opportunity for people to come and see what Thursday night is all about and kind of set the precedent for the weekend.
That's great. The town of Sundry obviously has the parade and everything as well. Are there other things aside from the rodeo that you wanted to highlight, Scott?
Well, this year is our 45th anniversary, so I think a lot of businesses around town are joining in our celebrations. There's a wonderful pancake breakfast Saturday morning at Friesen Brothers. And Cam and his team there will serve up pancakes and coffee and sausage for everybody that can come and attend. That starts at 7 a.m. And then our parade will start at 10 a.m., which will be running on a different route this year. And that's simply due to the fact that there's road construction in town. So our parade will follow a different route, but that's only for this year. And that'll allow us to still have a parade while the road construction is going on. So we encourage people to come Saturday, maybe come a wee bit earlier because it might be tricky to find a parking spot. Typically, we'd have more parking available, but we're looking forward to a real good crowd on Saturday, and we're real excited. So I think it's going to be a real exceptional 45th anniversary of the Sundry Pro Rodeo.
That's great. If people want more information about the parade or the rodeo weekend itself or tickets, where can they go, Scott?
I would encourage everybody to visit our website, www.sundryrodeo.com. We've got all our information up there, the times, the ticket availability, all the events that are taking place. And we'd love to see people come out and be part of our celebration for our 45th anniversary this year.
Well, have a great weekend out there in Sundry. Scott, thanks so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to call us, and we look forward to seeing all our neighbors and friends at the Sundry Pro Rodeo.